Hang on.
First reading from Psalm 17. And I, in righteousness, I will see your face. When I awake, I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. From Job 19. I know that my Redeemer lives, and that in the end, he will stand upon the earth. And from Hebrews 12. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God.
Labry. But in addition to these conversations and discussions, something else was happening. People were finding it hard to shake off what they were living through. They were there while we were praying for things that they later found that they had been given. They were being given, not by us but by God's answer to prayers, a demonstration that God exists. It was a combination which could never be planned or put on as an exhibit. It had to be real. A completely new work would never have been possible if we had not been uprooted completely in every way, and if in uprooting we had not decided to pray for God's solution and leading every step of the path as it wound through unknown territory. We also pray that if it grew, God would send us the workers of his choice, rather than our trying to advertise or get people to help us. So not to advertise, but simply to pray that God will send those of his choice and keep others away, is a different way of doing things. We don't say that everyone ought to work this way. We simply say we feel that we were led by God to do this as a demonstration that he is able to bring the people to a place, even a tiny out-of-the-way place, and only bring the ones he wants to have there for his purposes. That's from Edith Schaefer.